We'd like to say we appreciate that of the service this morning. Appreciate that their heart's been made to feel. Each and every one of you is able to come out, be in the service today with us. This is Easter Sunday, and we appreciate what this day means to us. And the whole world, be honest. Most definitely. If you don't read with us this morning, we're going to read some out of the 16th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. Matthew, the 16th chapter. I do appreciate all the singing. We appreciate that of our young people. Just again, appreciate the day. Brother Bruce done made mention, if you missed a sunrise, you missed a good service. Just had a good service. Very familiar scripture we're going to read you this morning. Just had to trust the Lord in that for the message. Starting with the 13th verse, 16th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. When Jesus came into the coast of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, saying, "Whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am?" And they said, "Some say that thou art John the Baptist, some Elias, others Jeremiah, or one of the prophets." He saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. And whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then charged he his disciples that they should tell no man that he was Jesus Christ. From that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes, and be killed and be raised again the third day. Then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, "Be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee." But he turned and said unto Peter, "Get thee behind me, Satan. Thou art an offense unto me, for thou savorest not the things that be of God, but those that be of men." Then said Jesus unto his disciples, "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. For what is a man profited if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? For the Son of Man shall come in the glory of his Father with his angels, and then he shall reward every man according to his works. Verily, I say unto you, there be some standing here which shall not taste of death till they see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom. Now, maybe correctly reading, that's reading a portion of the 16th chapter of the book of St. Matthew. Very familiar scripture we know this morning. And we know of that, what we celebrate, that of Easter. And he made mention here that, and it's one of the things, some of the things that Peter got a little upset with him. Because he had told them, he said, from that time forth began Jesus to show unto his disciples how that he must go unto Jerusalem and suffer many things of the elders and chief priests and scribes and be killed and be raised again the third day. Because they was many, now they was a lot. I believe the scripture teaches us that the Pharisees believed in angels and they believed in a resurrection. But the Sadducees didn't believe in either. They didn't believe in angels and they didn't believe in the resurrection. But there was going to be a resurrection. The scripture says here that on the third day, he said, you tear down this building. He said, I'll raise it again in 3 days. And they marveled because they said, well, our fathers was 42 years in building this temple. How is it that you're going to raise it in 3 days? But he was not talking about the temple as a literal building. But he is talking about the building or the temple, my friend, of his body. Now he tasted, the Bible says here, and that he asked them a question. I'm just going to take it slow this morning, but I would like to give you that we feel the Lord's laid on our hearts. You might say, preacher, I don't know about this resurrection stuff. Well, it's what the church hinges on. It most certainly is. You say, preacher, he is born. There's a lot of things that had to happen for this day to come, as we heard this morning. There were things that, brethren, that Christ was going to go through before he ever gave up the ghost. Brother Tracy preached this morning about a rough week. He really did. That was his text, a rough week. And I can't help but mine and his thoughts was just sort of going together in one sense of the way. But I began to think, brethren, he made mention 2 or 3 times that it talks about that veil of the temple being rent from top to bottom. And it was. That's what the Bible says. And brethren, which opened up a way for me and you. We did not have access unto God nor Christ. Brethren, we did not have that access until Jesus came, until he gave up the ghost, and when he was rose the third day. Bible says that he was raised for our justification. He asked the disciples, he says, whom do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? And he said, some say you're John the Baptist. And some said that you're Elias. And some of them says you're Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He says, but who do you say that I am? And Peter spoke up and he says, thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God. And Jesus began to talk to him and he said, Peter, he said, flesh and blood has not showed that to thee, but brethren, my Father, which is in heaven. In other words, that he was the Christ. Brethren, they recognized him, brethren, as the Christ. And he said, I say that thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, that thou name art Peter. He said, and upon this rock I'll build my church. Listen, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Now, I'm just going to be plain with you today. Brother, that church began when Christ done his work. When he fulfilled that, my friend, that he came to this earth for, brethren, he fulfilled that. And therefore, he set up a new and a living way. Yes, sir. It wasn't the old way, but brethren, it's a new and a living way. Thank God for the Spirit of God. My friend was in control, and man didn't have control. Now you think about that for just a minute. He said the gates of hell are not going to prevail against it. There's not anything, brethren, in this world that can overcome the true church. Brethren, she's founded. She's established. Brethren, what's she established on, preacher? She's established on that God has founded from the foundation of the world, which was his Son. Brethren, died, crucified, and raised the third day. It was needful that he be raised. It was needful. It's needful today, brethren, that we recognize a risen Savior. One, my friend, that's very much alive. Now, I'm not talking about physically alive, but brethren, he's alive in the hearts of men today. Yes, he is. There's folks, my friend, that sometimes the only time they'll recognize that of the Lord is maybe on his birth and at Easter time. But brethren, I've got news for you. He's the Savior of the world. Yes, he is. He's the Savior, my friend. And if you do not know the Savior, brethren, there's no way you'll have part of the kingdom of heaven. No way. Form or fashion. Brethren, the church is the most realest thing there is in this world. Yes, sir. These people think that they've got the answer. Brethren, just look around you. See the answers that they're coming up with. Think about it. My friend, there's nothing this morning that'll take the place of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. There's nothing. Not anything. My friend, and I'm just glad to tell you, they sang the song this morning, Living by Faith. Living by faith. My friend, it's our faith that overcomes this world, my friend. Yes, it is. It's our faith, my friend, that don't allow us, my friend, listen, don't allow us, brethren, to just live like the world does. No, sir, and just maybe in a haphazard way or a hope-so way. But, my friend, I want you to know that Jesus was proud to be the Son of God.
And brethren, it thrilled him that God had showed Peter, my friend, who he was. You know the devil knowed the Lord. Yes, he did. The devils. Bible says the devils believed and trembled. They were the devils. Think about that. The demons. Brethren, the scripture says that when he met Legion on the coast of the Gadarenes, my friend, that they cried out and said, our name is Legion, my friend. They was the one that recognized Christ. Yes, they were. And they know that they is fixing to be cast out. And they cried out to Jesus and said, cast us not out, brother, into the open. But he said, they said, they be some swine down there. My friend, just cast us out in them. My friend, demons has to have, brethren, a body to live in today. Yes, they do. You say, preacher, this ain't no Easter message. I'll tell you, if you'll come to your senses, if you'll come to the place that you'll just give up and let Jesus take over, brethren, you'll see a difference in your life. You'd look at things differently. You most certainly would. Brethren, since the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, my friend, came, the church has been set up. That's what he sent the disciples out for. My friend, to set up that of the church, brethren, where he could be worshipped in spirit and in truth. Yes, sir. Think about it. You say, preacher, I didn't know that it was spiritual. My friend, it ain't natural. No, sir, it ain't natural. It ain't a natural thing to do. Brethren, you just can't lay on the Bible and that thing soak in on you, my friend. You're gonna have to give your life unto Jesus today. The risen Savior. The risen Savior. My friend, there was something that had a hold of mankind. They were things, Brett, that mankind done under the law. And brethren, they didn't have access. They had no way of getting out from under death. No way of getting out from under the grave. Brethren, the grave held them captive all the days, my friend, until Jesus came. Thank God. Thank God. My friend, and they was men and women alike down through the ages that believed one day the Messiah's gonna come. And brethren, he's gonna set at liberty them that are captive this morning. Yes, sir. Yes. There's nothing too hard for our Lord. Death, my friend, reigned, the Bible says, from Adam unto Moses. Even after, over them that sin not after the similitude of Adam. Brethren, death reigned. You get it? It was in control. It reigned. You're sitting here, and I know people think, why, preacher, you've lost your ever-loving mind. People still dying. My friend, that ain't the death. Brethren, that sends your soul to hell. No, sir. No, sir. Brethren, but there is a death, my friend, that'll send you to hell. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And it ain't that death when you leave here. It ain't that death. No, sir. But what ascends you, my friend, to hell is to not have the blood of Jesus applied to your heart. It's hard, my friend, to get folks to see sometimes. Hardest thing in this world, brethren, is for people to get logic out of their mind. Get it completely gone, my friend. Preacher, you're telling me I got to believe in something I can't see? My friend, you may not see it. Thank God you'll feel it. And you'll know without a doubt, brethren, it is real this morning. Yes, you will. Why? Because He is a risen Savior. Is that not right? Because He arose. Come out of the grave, my friend. Woo! Thank God we wouldn't have hope had He still been in the tomb. One of the signs on the churches as we come this away, all it said is the tomb is empty. The tomb is empty. I thought, well, thank God. Thank God. The tomb is empty. What do you mean, preacher? Brethren, you ain't got a way of escape. Not a way of escape. My friend, if Jesus didn't come and pay the sin debt and taste death for every man. And He did. He did. Yes, sir. I believe old Satan had power of death. He kept things controlled, my friend. Yes, sir. You'll read over in the book of Job. There's a lot of folks think that this book's just full of fairy tales, but there ain't no fairy tale about it. My friend, it's the real thing. Yes, sir. You really want to know, thank God, where you come from. Get a hold of God. Brother, He'll show you where you come from. Sad, sad. We're living in a sad day. Yes, we are. Things they want to teach children today. Huh? Let them figure out what they're going to be. Huh? Let them figure out. Well, preacher, you ought not say things like that. I'm just as honest as I know how to be. My friend, things didn't change after Adam and Eve. Brother, they just multiplied from there. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. And He destroyed that world. He destroyed that world. You want to know why He destroyed that world? Bible says that the imagination of man's heart was only evil. Continually. Continually. Brethren, look around you. See if it ain't just about the same today. Folks is coming up with every way in the world, my friend, to tell you that the Word of God and the church ain't got nothing. And I'm here to tell you, my friend, that they ain't nothing wrong with God. They ain't nothing wrong with His Word. And they ain't nothing wrong with His church today. She's alive. Thank God, and doing well. Gates of hell shall not prevail against her. The gates of hell. Preacher, you talk like you're positive this morning. I am positive. Thank God He told them that it wasn't going to prevail. I'm going to take it that it ain't going to prevail. It's still, thank God, the church. Yes, it is. Had there not been a resurrection, you'd not had a church. No, sir. Not like what we've got. There's some things that we need to understand, brethren, about the resurrection. There's some things. The Bible says that he went into the heart of the earth and preached unto them that was in captivity. Brethren, when did he do that? Well, he had 3 days. Glory to God! Yes, sir! I'm glad today. Brethren, he had to reveal himself unto them that died under the law. Thank God that they did have a hope. And their hope was in Christ. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Thank God your hope's in Christ. Yeah. You say, preacher, I just can't follow that wagon. Why can't you? Thank God this wagon, thanks God, full of benefits for you. If you could ever get your mind off of the natural things, yes, sir, and on the spiritual things, brethren, you'd find out you've been eating way too less. Yeah. Been eating way too less. Been living too low. Glory to God! They ain't nothing no higher than the church. No, sir. The reason he told John, said, come up hither. Get up here. Get higher. Said, I want to show you the bride, the Lamb's wife. Yes, sir. I'm going to show you. Thank God, the bride, the Lamb's wife, 21st chapter of the book of Revelation. Go and read it. You say, preacher, no, he didn't do that. Yes, he did. I can't help it, church. Some of you done heard some of this, and I'm just going to preach it. Thank God, these folks looking for a building. Brethren, after a while, thank God, the church is the building, my friend. Read it. I ain't making it up. Rather than the church don't start after a while. No, sir, it started, my friend, he left here. Yes, sir, he left all the means. He told Peter, I'm giving you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. He didn't say that when he first came. Him or John, either one. Brethren, John the Baptist preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Brethren, when Christ came, he preached, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He told Peter, thank God I've given you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Woo! Think about it. Glory to God, you're left behind. You're left behind if you don't think the church has power. He said, whatsoever thou shalt loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven. Whatsoever thou shalt bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Yes, sir. What was he talking about? Thank God he is talking about the church of the living God. Yes, sir. Thank God. Thank God. I didn't get up and look around, and I don't feel it's my place to. When people were standing on what day? And I'm going to tell you something. It doesn't matter whether you remember the day or not, but thank God you better remember the time that Jesus come in your life. Yes, sir, it's important. I don't believe you can forget it. Do you? I don't believe you can forget it. I don't believe a man can forget when he comes out of darkness in the light. Huh? I just don't believe you can forget that. I believe, my friend, that it takes precedence over everything in your life. Preacher, I've had some good days. I'm sure you have. But the best day ought to have been the day you got saved. Born again. Huh? Don't just think you got it. Thank God know you got it. Yes, sir. A lot of folks, my friend, thinks they got it. I've heard people testify. Well, I went down. They tell about, my friend, having so many saved during revivals. Back yonder, and they'll tell you how many they took down to the creek. Great big number. Great big number. I heard it when I first got saved. And men preach about it. They'd talk about it. And I'd look around my friend. You know what I asked them? I said, where are they at? Yeah. Where are they at? Thank God we had all that many, my friend. Our churches ought to be busting out the seams, my friend. And they wouldn't done it. Listen, I don't know how many testimonies I've heard. Brother, the people, my friend, they got saved later on. And they'll tell you their own testimony. They'll tell you, well, I went down because so-and-so went down. And I went down because so-and-so went down. And he said he got saved, and I said I got saved too. Huh? Yeah. Brethren, you can't go on brother-in-laws and brothers and sisters and mamas and daddies. You can't go on their coattail. Brethren, salvation is good for one dose, and that's your dose this morning. You don't have to have no booster either. Yeah. Think about it. Think about it. Preacher, I've been told I was saved. Well, I don't know about that. What if I told you you wasn't saved? Think about it. Think about it. Brethren, that's just how simple it is, folks. Brethren, you know whether or not, brethren, that you've had a relationship with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know that. I believe you do. I believe God's let you know. And you know what? That's your trouble. Preacher, I don't like your preaching. It ain't my preaching. No, sir, really. I've sat in the pew. I have. I've sat in the pew, and I couldn't have told you what the preacher preached on, my friend, but it smelled like hell to me. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It did. It tore me up. Brethren, and I couldn't tell you what he preached. But there's something, thank God, went home with me. And brethren, it didn't leave me when I left the church. You know what? Brethren, it didn't leave me till that night that I went down myself. Myself. Brethren, and I couldn't tell you that night how I got saved. But I can tell you this much. I went down lost boy. But thank God I come up genuine born again. Thank God, no imitations. Preacher, how did you know? Thank God I've been there. I know. I know without a shadow of a doubt. Yes, sir. Did you know?
Preacher, this is Easter. You can forget about preaching all that. I got news for it. It'll be the best Easter you ever had. You get your heart right with God. It would be the best Easter. Thank God in this world for you today. It could be a risen day. Preacher, is it like that? Peter said in some of his teachings, he said, until the day star arise in your hearts. Huh? Until the day star arise in your heart. My friend, you're condemned to die without the Lord. Yes, you are. Yes, you are. I don't know how many funerals I've helped in. It's well on up yonder. I don't know exactly how many. But I can tell you to this day, my friend, there'll still be funerals as long as I'm in this world. But brethren, that death, my friend, ain't the death that really counts. That death would count a little more if you had Jesus. Glory to God, it would. Woo! Think about it. You could even shout on your way home. Yes, you could. I serve a risen Savior. I serve a risen Savior. My God ain't dead this morning. Yours might be. Yours might be on one leg. Huh? He might have one ear and one eye. Huh? But I got news for you. I got one that's fully well. He hears it, thank God. He knows it, thank God. And he can do something about it this morning. When I found out I had to have a pacemaker, it just wasn't anything made sense to me. I had a goal in this life, never to be cut. Never to have a surgery. That was one of my goals. You know what? It come pretty quick. A lot quicker than I wanted it to. But nonetheless, this doctor's nurse, she spoke one thing that just got me to thinking. She talked to me an hour and a half. She was trying to get me over to the hospital, and I told her I wasn't coming. And she couldn't understand that. She said, Mr. Jackson, she said, you ought to be thankful that we can fix your problem. Huh? You ought to be thankful that we can fix your problem. And that got me to thinking. It did. Got me thinking. Then she went over some things. She said, everybody can't have a pacemaker. Everybody, it don't fix their problem. It don't fix a lot of problems when it comes to the heart. It don't fix it. But brethren, I had one they could fix. And I got to thinking about that. Well, you're probably right, but I still ain't coming today. And I didn't. Didn't go that day. Went the next day. But I ain't going to get into all that. Lord knows. Lord knows how to fix your problem. You got a problem, brethren, and God's able to fix it. I can promise you that, preacher. You don't know. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. I know how he can fix. Yes, sir. I know how he can fix. A lot of times you'll take an old automobile to the repair shop and they'll tell you what they supposedly think's wrong with it. You go pick it up and you go down the road and it's doing the same thing. Well, they didn't fix it, did they? You take it back and they say, well, it wasn't that problem, but it was another problem. But that one was bad anyway. Yeah, that one was bad we put on her. Yeah. Think about it. Think about it. Brethren, God ain't that away. You pull into His bay, Yes, sir. That's the only way I know it's simple, but thank God you pull in his bag. I heard something this morning I ain't heard. They've got a quicken, Jiffy 5, 5 Jiffy or something. Just stay in your car. They'll change oil 5 minutes. Yeah, just stay in your car. They'll change oil in 5 minutes. I got one that can do it quicker than that. He can change your life in less than that.
Glory to God, it don't take him, thank God, a millisecond. And folks, he knows the problem.
That ain't all.
He knows the remedy. He's got the remedy. And people are dying without the remedy this morning.
Yes, they are. They're choosing. They're choosing to live just like they are. Yes, they are. They're choosing. Well, preacher, people don't choose to die and go to hell. They sure do. They sure do. They might want you to think they're not, but that's exactly what they're doing. I serve a risen Savior. Don't you? Huh? I serve a risen Savior. Folks, I'm going to tell you something. Brethren, he arose from that grave, and my friend, never to die anymore. He'll never die again. He'll never do the works that he's done again. Listen. Brethren, they as folks as was sick. They was. It's prophesied. It was prophesied of him. Brethren, that he would do these things. Yes, it was. That he would, he had the Spirit of the Lord is upon me to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. Do you all know when the acceptable time for you is? Now. Now. Now, while you're living and breathing. Yes, sir. Now. There's been a few, my friend, that's probably got right on their deathbed, but I'd venture to say there's very few. But there's probably been a few. A few. Yeah? A few. Why would you want to live that long, my friend, in the misery that a lost condition brings you? Why would you want to do it? Brethren, when you could enjoy life, you could have life. The Bible says, and have it more abundantly. Yes, sir. Thank God. Forget about all this. You say, preacher, I got to work. I ain't talking about the simple things that it behooves us to do. They some things it's our duty to do. Do you know that? Work's one of them. Bible will back it up, folks. Yes, sir. Him that won't, my friend, take care of his own is worse off than an infidel. Yes, sir. Worse off. Brethren, but I've got news for you. God, my friend, knows what deep down problem you got. He knows where the problem stems from. Yes, he does. Preacher, I don't need to hear all this. Yes, you do. You evidently do. It's all I got. I'm honest, as honest as I can be. Brethren, but what I'd like for you to really lay hold of, my friend, you don't have to wait. There ain't no waiting list. You don't have to go in line and stand for hours, my friend, to figure out where you got COVID or not. God already knows where you do or not. But you got a problem. You got a problem. And he can fix it. He can. He can fix it. Just look around you. I want you to know that he's fixed folks' people's problems in here. Yes, sir, he's still fixing problems. Now, I tell you, it takes a little bit more than a crocodile tear to get his attention. Yes, it does. Just saying the right things, my friend, don't do it. Huh? No, it don't. Yes, sir. You got to come, thank God, in a right state of mind. Brother, broken heart and a contrite spirit. Brother, one that ain't nobody can fix but him. But brother, he can do it. And when he fixes you, Marshall, you're fixed. That's right. You're fixed. Thank God. David cried out, even in some of his writings, he said, my heart is fixed. Oh God, my heart is fixed. Glory to God. That's something to shout about this morning. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Can I tell you something? God just don't work on Sunday. Sunday morning, Sunday night. He don't just work like that. I could fare pretty good. Brethren, a lot of times, I'd stand back there and I wouldn't move. And I could fire decent till I laid my head on my pillow at night, my friend, and then everything. Just everything. My worst fears come. Yes, sir. And I had nothing. I had nothing I could stand with. Nothing, my friend. Nobody that'd stand for me. Brethren, I want you to realize when I got saved, brethren, Jesus, thank God, stands right with me today. And he ain't left me. He hadn't left me. I don't believe he'll leave you either. Now you can go. I understand. I understand things. People think I don't. We're going to ask them to get a verse of a song. I don't know your heart this morning. I don't know what you stand in need of. But I'll promise you this. The Lord does. And I've always said this. The Lord knows what you stand in need of. And you know. You know where you stand. Preacher, I don't know about that. I do. I do. You know what the problem is. Know what the problem is. But you ain't going to do much about it. Upon this rock I'll build my church. Some people says and believes that he was talking about building his church on Peter, but that ain't what he's talking about. Peter's name was Cephas, which means stone. I understand that. But he wasn't talking about building his church on Peter. I can tell you why. Because Peter wasn't going to give his life for the church. But Jesus did. Did he not? This rock, that's the rock he is talking about. Bible says that they became thirsty and they drank water out of that rock. That's in the wilderness. You know what the Bible says? And that rock was Christ. That rock was Christ. He's the only one. He's the only one that can fill your thirsty soul. Sister Dolly and Lois used to sing a song. I'm bitching this from time to time. It just meant so much to me. I don't know all the song, but I know a good bit of it, a fair bit of it. Chorus, I guess. Said, I searched for him, and I knew not what I searched for. I longed for him, and I knew not what I longed for. But when I found Jesus, then I searched no more. He filled the longing in my soul. You'll find it to be so. You'll find it to be so. But it's going to take, it takes that broken heart and that contrite spirit. Preacher, I can fix this. I can fix this. I know how to fix this. Yeah. I fixed some of them things too. Wind up in worse shape than I was to start with. That's what happens. David got sin in his life, and David tried to fix it. Did he not? Go and read about him. It tells you all about him. Tells you what he done. But brethren, he got worse and worse. And God knowed it. God didn't do away with David, and David done some things that was worthy of death. Under the law? Yes, sir. God didn't take his life. Go and read it. But the Lord told him, he said, you have give the children of Israel a great occasion to sin. You've given them a great occasion to sin. I believe that in the book of Proverbs, it talks about a righteous man falling before that of the world. It causes stumbling blocks. It causes hardships. People don't understand. You know, some people's figurative imagination of a preacher is that preacher that done them wrong. Do you know that? I run across the other day, didn't know this man from Adam. But he had what I needed. Had to buy a part from him. Went down there, and while he told me that, I guess he was looking for a comeback. I don't know. He said, I ain't never had nobody do me wrong in business except one man. Just one man. All ever done him wrong in business. He said, and he's a preacher. He didn't know me from Adam. I could have said something. I could have. I'm going to tell you something. I had went to church with these people, good people as you want to go to church with. She had two sons. And they worked out in the carpet mills, out in the plants, out in the world. She said, my boys won't go to church today because them preachers they work around. I just thought, that ain't going to hold water. That won't hold water, Leroy. I don't care if you're in a house full of them. Absolutely. I don't care if you're around them all the time. And they do it wrong all the time, Danny. That won't help you one bit. Ain't going to hurt you one bit either, just to be honest with you. Ain't going to hurt you. You know what? I thought I worked at the same plant. I knowed who she was talking about. Do you know what? Did it bother me? Yes, it bothered me. Yes, it bothered me. But brethren, I didn't let it keep me out of the house of God. No. There's one thing that'll keep you out of the house of God, and that's one thing is for you looking for an excuse every time not to be there. Amen. And you don't have to look hard. He gonna give you an excuse. Yes, sir. He gonna give you an excuse. He'll do it. Had a man to tell me one day, he said, that preacher hadn't preached what he preached. I'd still be going to church. Well, you wouldn't do it. You know what? You was further out that way than you was this way. Just like the man fell out the window. If he'd have been leaning inside, he'd have fell in. Wouldn't he? He wasn't leaning inside, Danny. He's leaning toward out. Think about it. Preacher, this is Easter. We got eating on our mind. I'll tell you something. Your food gonna taste better. Huh? It's going to taste better. Some of y'all don't believe that. I heard Brother J.O. Jarrett said, he said he ain't never seen a dollar stretcher. He said, but God had one. You believe that? I do. Yes, sir, I believe that. Preacher, how does it work? I'll tell you how it works. You just keep on keeping on. Huh? Well, you got it or well, you don't. You just keep on keeping on. Yes, sir. You struggle along the way sometimes. Brother, when you climb that old mountain sometimes, sometimes he'll bring that mountain down. You know that? If nothing else, he'll give you the strength to climb. Just keep climbing. But whatever your situation is, I believe I can safely tell you this morning, the church has what you need. I'm talking about the true church. Jesus has what you need. You'll never get it fixed on your own. You never will. Never will. I've had people tell me when they felt like they could live it, they was coming. I never did see them. I don't reckon they ever got to the place they felt like it. Think about it. Truth of it is, they couldn't fix it no way. They didn't want the Lord fixing it. You know that. Preacher, you better hush. Ain't a lot of folks, my friend, they like to live in problems. Do you know that? Y'all might think that's strange, but these folks out of way. They are. There's folks out of way. Peter, upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. Devil wouldn't go overthrow it. Preacher, you don't think the devil can do things? Yeah, he can do things, but he ain't going to overthrow it. He ain't going to prevail against it. Gates of hell, the gates of death, if you'll have it. You know who's got the keys of death and hell? It ain't the devil. No more. He used to have. But he don't have them no more. First chapter of book of Revelation. Go and read it. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, the first and the last. Amen. Then he comes on down and says, I have the keys of death and hell. I have the keys. How in the world can you give somebody keys if you don't have them? Is that not right? Peter, I give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven. I think the church has that, don't you? Yes, sir. Let us stand.